Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I'm Konstantinos, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holdings conference call to present and discuss the first half 2019 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holdings management, Mr. Alexandros Roustas, Investor Relations Officer. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas, and I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holdings. And I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Markos Mitsakos. We'll first give you a brief update of the results of the first half of 2019 and an outlook for the rest of the year, and we'll later have time for your questions. For those of you who sit in front of a PC, you can browse the IR segment of our corporate website, quest.gr, and download all relevant information, including a PowerPoint with our corporate half-year presentation. Now we'll give the microphone to Mr. Markos Mitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon all. I'm Markos Mitsakos, Quest Group CFO. I will start by giving you the snapshot of the consolidated figures for the first half of the year. So revenues, consolidated revenues expanded by 12%, reaching 258 million euros. The growth in revenues was mainly fueled by two sectors, IT products and IT services, by 15 and 27% respectively. EBITDA grew by 27%, reaching 25.6 million euro, and EBT by 29%, reaching 15.3 million euro. Finally, our earnings after tax and non-controlling interest augmented by 41%, reaching 10.4 million euros. Now, the net debt position for the group was 2.4 million euros, compared to 20.5 million net cash in 2018, in June 2018, and 25.7 net cash again in the beginning of the year. This difference was mainly due to Unisystems' temporary cash need of approximately 20 million euros in order to finance a large project. This temporary loan is expected to be repaid early January 2020. However, we do not foresee the net debt, that net debt would be converted to net cash due to the new investment in the energy sector, which was in July 2019 and consumed an additional amount of 25 million euro.
Now, diving deeper into our segments, we observed that the IT product segment consisted of four companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, and Quest Online, grew by 15% at the sales level, while EBT expanded highly, 2.8 million compared to only 35,000 last year. Now, at this point, we must note that EBT has significantly been boosted almost by 1.4 million by the reversal of an extraordinary provision regarding intellectual property right fees. Excluding the positive impact, the organic profitability of the first half is more or less at the same levels as last year. The highest organic growth is in the IT services sector, consisting of Unisystems and its subsidiaries, which expanded by more than 27% in sales and almost six times in EBT. Growth came from both domestic and international activities. Furthermore, we must note that the company has finally delivered the two projects that were producing losses in the past, so as a result, the company recovers to the normal sector's profit margins. Postal Services, that is ACS, grew by almost 6% in terms of sales, which is more or less the average annual growth of the company during the last years. However, we observed a much steeper double-digit growth in EBITDA and EBT, driven by improvements in productivity, where the company has a very good track record. Electronic payment sales, which is actually the company CardLink, shrank by almost 23% and EBT by almost 46%. What we observe here is that after an extraordinary performance in 2018, the local market matures and the company stabilizes at its normal levels, which are expected to be maintained, however, for the full year. There have been also turnover discounts given to the two largest customers of the company, which are banks, in the context of a new agreement reached last year. Last year, however, the discounts were all accounted in the results of the last quarter, while this year are equally distributed between the year's quarters. Last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales doubled in the first half of 2019 compared to the same period last year due to the acquisition of a new solar park by the end of 2018 and early 2019. At this point, we should note that after the end of the first half of 2019, and more specifically last July, Quest Energy acquired the largest solar park in Greece. The park added 12 megawatts of power to the company installed base, which now exceeds 25 megawatts. Now let me pass over to Mr. Yorgantzis to give his view on the group's outlook.
Good afternoon to all. I'm Apostolos Yorgantzis, Quest Group CEO. Regarding the outlook for the rest of the current year, we can say the following per business segment. Regarding the IT products, we estimated for the whole year a moderate growth in sales and EBT in comparison to previous year, and similar or slight improvement in organic profitability, excluding extraordinary items. Regarding IT services, we estimate that the first half growth trend will continue in the remaining year, so both sales and EBT would be growing at similar levels. Regarding the postal services sector, we expect an estimate that the first half growth trend will continue for the full year, but possibly at a more moderate EBT growth rate. For electronic payments, the full year for 2019, we estimate the sales to stabilize to the levels of 2018, while EBITDA and EBT margin levels are estimated to be at the levels of 30% and 50% respectively. Further future growth will be driven by the increase in transactions, which, by the way, are currently growing during this year with double-digit rates, as well as from the launch of new products and services to the merchants. Finally, for the renewable energy production segment, which is Quest Energy Group, this is the fastest growing sector driven basically from inorganic growth last year as well as this year. And after doubling our total capacity to 30 megawatts at the end of 2018, we experienced similar trend to the P&L, which is means doubling, during the first half of the year, and which is expected to further grow significantly, again, double again on a monthly basis till the end of the year, due to the new investment made in July. In Quest Energy, we have managed to achieve our 2021 strategic targets already within 2019, and following the last acquisition, this sector becomes a much more strong and important division within our activities, and for the future, we are currently reviewing what could be the next steps for growth. To sum up, we can say that we have experienced a much stronger second quarter versus first quarter and versus last year in all lines of the P&L, which helped us to improve our organic profitability and margins, leading to a strong first half. Looking at the total of the group, for the whole year, assuming a steady macro environment, we estimate a moderate growth compared to 2018, and more specifically, we estimate that sales could grow at higher rates than originally anticipated, which means that could be around 10% or even higher. EBITDA is estimated to grow at a high double-digit rate, landing to the area of around 50 million. And finally, EBT is also estimated to surpass last year's results at a more moderate rate than EBITDA.
Okay. That was our brief overview for the first quarter. We are now happy to take your questions. For the first half, sorry. We are now happy to take your questions.
The first question comes from the line of Zafari Arash with Quiro. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you very much for the call and the update today. Just one question for me and one clarification. But first, the question within ACS, could you give us a bit of detail on the breakdown of the revenue growth between, I believe, really the two main business areas, we can say, private mail and courier delivery? My impression is that maybe mail is declining and courier is growing, but I would appreciate if you could give some more clarity on the different trends in those two businesses. And then just my sort of point of clarification was on something you just said about hitting your 2021 targets this year. Was that in relation to one specific division or for the combined group target of, I think, 25 million net profit, I think it was, for 2021? Sorry, just to confirm on that, to make sure I heard correctly. And great quarter. Thank you again.
Okay. This is Apostolos Georgantzis. For the first question regarding ACS, if you recall possibly our previous communication and calls, we were expecting the company to grow at, moderate rates, especially regarding the courier sector, which is affected by e-commerce, which is growing fastly. And we were more conservative regarding the postal sector, which accounts for about just below 15% of the total revenue. So we have two sectors, the courier sector, the parcel sector, I would call it, which regards about 85% more or less of the revenue, and the post sector, which regards about 15%. Apparently, they both grew at similar levels. So we've seen that the courier sector grew by about 6%, and the postal sector by about 7%, and the reason for the postal sector to grow, though it experienced some dropping in volumes because of the electronic communication, is that we have managed to acquire more customers. So we increased our customer base, and which means we have managed this year to increase a bit the market share, which led to a growth for this year. So both sectors are growing to similar rates, close to the average of the company. For the second question, regarding whether the targets for 2021 were for the whole group or for a particular segment, the comment was that it was for the particular segment of energy, to which our previous target was to surpass. We were at the end of the year at the levels of 13 megawatts installed base, and we have managed through this new acquisition performed in July to surpass the previous level, the previous target, which was to reach above 20 megawatts. We have managed to reach 25 megawatts, so we have managed to surpass the target that was in 2 years' time from now. And we're reviewing now what we're going to do next.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Thank you for your time.
The next question comes from the line of Kalogeropoulos Yannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have a question regarding your effective tax rate. During first semester, it was around 30%. And given that recently elected government has already announced a decrease of corporate taxation for the 2019 profits from 28% to 24%, I was wondering whether you could help us and elaborate a little bit more on this issue. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marcos Bitsakos speaking. All the calculation for the group was made under the assumption that the tax rate would be 28%. If this will hopefully change and reduce to 24, then this will positively affect our net profits.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Okay, as a closing statement, we have to mention the following. We have seen that the results for the first half are validating our previous management initial estimation foreseeing growth for the whole of the year. Moreover, the first half of 2019 results are proof that we're on good track for the main targets of our 2021 strategic plan for the whole group, which included sales above 600 million, an EBITDA of 9% or more, an EBT of 5% or more in terms of margin, leading to a much stronger than before EBT return on equity at the levels of 20%, and which is more than double what it was a few years ago. We are already there with the margins. We are on track with the return, which needs some time to be reached, but we are on track with the plan of the strategic plan. We will continue to focus our strategy and plans to become better and to grow organically in all businesses, aiming at long-term sales, profitability, and operational cash flow growth. Furthermore, we will continue to invest in areas of interest with growth potential, fueling growth further by acquisitions on the other hand, to gradually divest from low-performing assets. We would like to thank you again for your presence in this call, and wish you a nice afternoon.